Join us now on the Carolina Fifth Quarter Show is Coach Jordan Richmond of the Penny Hamilton Lady Hornets. Penny had a tough, hard-fought win tonight, 34-26 win over Trenton. Coach, congratulations on the game tonight. Talk a little bit about your performance tonight.
Well, it was one of those games I thought that, you know, I told some people after the game, it was just like, you know, we'd execute pretty well, and then we'd get to the basket, and we'd get shots. The shots we wanted, and we just couldn't make them go in the basket. It was one of those, and it was a fairly physical game that both teams, you know, were banging around a little bit. So, I mean, it made finishing around the rim a little tough at times, but we couldn't find a way to get shots to fall. But, you know, I guess, you know, I was happy with our kids that we grinded it out, and we, you know, ultimately did what we needed to win.
Yeah, and, you know, you guys hold a pretty good Trenton team to 26 points. You know, defense travels. Defense doesn't have an off-shooting night. So, obviously, like you said, your girls grounded out. You got to be pretty proud of them pulling out a win tonight. It can get frustrating sometimes when the ball's not going in the basket. You guys had two KCI conference games early in the week. You had a big win over West Platte on Tuesday, 47-18. And then you had a big win over Plattsburgh, 60-35. Talk a little bit about those games earlier in the week for you.
Those are games that, for us, that we felt like at that point, I think we had a pretty good idea that we weren't going to be able to win our conference anymore. So we had the loss, and East Buchanan looked like they were going to go ahead and clinch it. So those are games that are important to us because we wanted to end the conference season, I guess, so to speak, on the high note, and we want to carry momentum through this week and into districts. And it's one of those things we feel like in our conference, there's never a game that you can just, you know, look past, and any night anybody can beat you. And that was two performances from our kids that I thought we came out, we executed fairly well, and we're able to do what we need to do to get the win.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, second place in conference. You guys finished behind East Buchanan with a 6-1 conference record. You start Class 2 District 15 next week. You are the host of that district, and you play South Harrison in the first round. What do you know about them, and what are you going to need to do on Monday to be successful?
Well, we played them earlier in the season at our tournament. And I know they've struggled a little bit here as of late, especially they're young. And I still think, you know, with that youth, they're kind of trying to find themselves. And so I think our big thing is we've got to clean up mistakes we've been making. You know, we can't have some of the mental lapses that I think we've had a little bit of here recently. We've got to protect the ball better. Those are things I think, you know, I think anybody always wants to get better at, turning it over less. But that's something I think right now that we've really got to focus on that. And we've got to rebound a little better than what we have been. We can't give teams, you know, extra possessions.
And, Coach, you guys are the number 2 seed in that district behind Wellington Napoleon. Fortunately, that district's at home for you. Your goals are to win the district. And you talked about, you know, rebounding the ball and not having mental lapses. So who would you play if you win on Monday?
If we win on Monday, we would play the winner of Plattsburgh and Gallatin. And Plattsburgh is a 3 seed in that game. So if they should win, that's a team that we played Thursday. And, you know, I think we ended up beating them by 25 Thursday, but it felt like it was a lot closer game. The we were able to pull away there late in the fourth, but for the most part, the game was, you know, one of those 14-16 point games where you never, you know, you felt like you were in control, but you never felt comfortable enough to really, you know, relax. And credit to Plattsburgh, they kept grinding away at the game. And that's one, you know, if we do see them again, we're going to have to definitely come to play.